challenging new world of digital media technologies is the subject of a seminar being organised this week by the Vatican's Council for Social Communications for bishops in countries all around the world. The title of the meeting, which concludes on Friday, is New Perspectives on Church Communication, offering theological, pastoral and practical considerations on the new technologies and the way that they are radically altering the whole culture of communication. One of the main aims of the meeting is to come up with new guidelines on this complex issue to update the 1992 Vatican document Aetatis Novae, which looks at the early impact of internet technology on the Church's life and mission. Archbishop Claudio Celli heads the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, which is organising the seminar. He told me more about the aims and the focus of this course for church leaders in countries around the world.
The seminar is having the presence of 82, I would say, bishops, coming from 82 countries, representing the realities, the different aspects of their countries, and about the presence of the Church in the field of the mass media. The goal of this seminar is simple. We invited the bishops to see what happens in the field of the new technologies, and so to have a clear, definite perception what is going on. And the second aspect of the seminar will be a theological and pastoral analysis of the different problems. And the third point is to define some pastoral guidelines for the future. Our idea is to reach the redaction of the new document, which is going to substitute Aetatis Novae. Aetatis Novae is 1992. And so the new technologies are creating new perspectives today. And so I think that it's time to have a new document indicating to the Church some pastoral guidelines in the field of the mass media. You know, I think that the main aspect here is that the new technologies are not only an instrument, a sophisticated instrument, but the new technologies are creative of a new culture, what we can call a digital culture. You know, people of my age, we have some difficulties to understand this. But the young generations, they perceive it quite clearly. Is present a new culture. And the problem, the quick question for the Church is how to enter in a constructive dialogue with such a culture.
It's true that you have bishops from these countries all over the world, and in some areas these cultures are much more advanced, this digital culture is much more advanced than others. How do you deal with this particular challenge?
But the idea is this, that it's good that the bishops can start to understand each other, can perceive the problems that are facing. And so I think that this interchange among the bishops, the problems that they are facing, it is true, for example, the bishops coming from Europe are facing different problems from the bishops coming from Africa, for example. I'm very pleased because to have 82 countries represented, it means that we are really having a wide, rich experience. And I would say that the presence is quite balanced because we have 23 people coming from Europe, 24 coming from Africa, the same more or less from Latin America. And so I would say that the major countries are present here. And so I like it because in this informal and pastoral sharing, I think that new problems, new aspects, new perspectives can emerge. And I hope this.
The Vatican itself has been under criticism recently for what has been described as very confusing and ineffective communications. Are you going to be dealing with this at all? And how do you really face this challenge right at the heart of the Church?
I tell you honestly, this is not a matter of this seminar. Also, if one afternoon is dedicated to the Vatican media, but it's not a problem considered by this seminar. We know that we were facing some difficulties. Giving an answer to some Austrian journalists a few days ago who were posing me some questions, delicate questions about this matter, I was answering in a simple way, but at least in this field we are quite evangelical. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. People were smiling and they understood that also inside the Holy See we can have some difficulties. You know, life is complicated and the new technologies sometimes also are increasing the limits, the defects. We will see. We hope that our Lord will help us also in this field.
You're urging churches, local churches, to become much more interactive in their dealings with the media.
It's true. You know, the Holy See is not in a position to have an interactive role. You can imagine. We could receive every day hundreds of thousands of messages, and really it would be impossible to give a proper answer. But the local church, really they can find a way. We were inviting the bishops to have a dialogical attitude via internet with their own people. And they can make it. It's not easy, but we must start. So we are inviting the bishops to have such a new attitude with the website. Not only to give informations, but to install really a real dialogue of life.
New attitude, but also new resources, a new emphasis, perhaps.
Yes. Sure. I realized with the bishops in visit at Limina that bishops perceive this. And I think that now this seminar will present to us such a new dimension. We hope so.
Thanks there to Archbishop Claudio Celi, head of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.